Now, Curtis Woodhouse was beaten by Willie Limond in Glasgow last night. It was an entertaining bout, but it does mean that Woodhouse loses his British light welterweight belt. And we can speak to his promoter, Dave Caldwell, to discuss the fight now. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today. I mean, Curtis put an awful lot into that fight last night, but it just wasn't his night, was it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a close fight. Obviously, you've got to take away the two knockdowns that Willie scored as well. They had a major factor in the fight. I think especially so early, the first knockdown, I think that maybe threw Curtis, and it maybe took him a couple of rounds to shake off, maybe mentally, the effects of it. But I thought he got back in the fight really well, but it was just that one step behind Willie all the way through, I think.
That early uppercut that you mentioned, I mean, it was a great shot, wasn't it? One of the best we've seen this year.
Yeah, listen, how he got up from that, because the way he went down, you know, usually when you see somebody flat on the back, you know, banging a corner like that, it's not often they get up. But he, you know, he dragged himself straight up and he got through the round and came back. He came back really well, actually.
He had a few rounds, didn't he, where he was really getting into Limond. At one point, Limond's nose was, you know, visibly bleeding as well. There were sort of little glimmers there, but, you know, credit to Limond. Every time he was in any kind of trouble, he recovered, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of see it as Willie Limond fought a little bit like what Curtis did against Darren Hamilton. You know, when everything's on the line, it's your last opportunity, it's your last chance. And he gave it absolutely everything, you know, and fair play to him. He was a better man of the night.
Ryan Rhodes was making it clear throughout in his corner, you know, up the tempo, keep upping the tempo. But I guess when you're in the ring like that, it's not always the easiest thing to keep doing, is it?
No, because, you know, you've got to remember the other guy in front of you is trying to stop you from doing what you want to do. And, you know, Willie used his ring generalship and, you know, He was manoeuvring himself around the ring really well that made Curtis never be able to set himself. I mean, I don't think Curtis landed a clean right hand on Willie's chin at all during the fight. He just rode the right hands a lot and just missed him or just sort of caught him, but never landed flush with his right hand. So that was down to Willie Limond's feet. You know, his feet were very, very good in the fight. And the thing is, whenever Curtis landed, then I kind of had the feeling that Willie answered him straight away. Like I said, he just seemed to be that one little step in front of him all the way through the fight.
You've spoken to Curtis this morning, so how is he today?
Yeah, Curtis is Curtis. We all know what he's like. He's a very gracious loser. You know, he never makes excuses. There are no excuses. He was just beaten by the better man. But yes, he's disappointed. He's upset. You know, that he's lost his British title, he's upset he's lost. But I'm happy to say that he's very proud of what he's achieved and you know, he understands that, you know, he understands that it would have been easy for him to walk away. Yes, maybe that's what he should have done, but he would have had questions and doubts, you know, was it the right thing to do? He wanted to roll the dice once more to see if he could win a Commonwealth title, if he could go on beyond being a British champion. And he got his answer. Which is, you know, it's better than wondering what if. You know, Curtis is all about no regrets, and at least he's not got anything niggling it back of his mind.
Will he retire?
I hope so. Listen, you know that I wanted him to retire before that fight. I didn't want him to carry on after he won the British title. But I totally understand why he needed to continue and why he needed to carry on. I think now maybe to come back again, climb that mountain again. I don't know if he's got it in him. I don't think he has myself. And I would love to see him retire. And I think he will listen to me this time. And I do think he'll call it a day. But he's not going to make any rash decisions. He's not going to, you know, jump straight out with anything today. He's going to have a little think about it with his family. But hopefully he comes to the right decision and he calls it a day. Because, listen, what a story and what a career it's been. What I don't want to happen is where you see these guys achieve and then stay around too long and become a bit of a name for the next young prospect. And, you know, he's better than that, and he doesn't deserve to do that, you know, with how he's took to boxing and how he's succeeded in boxing.
Just finally, what will his legacy be if this is it? I mean, he's almost been a bit of a trailblazer, hasn't he? And people have, you know, there's other footballers and other sportsmen that have kind of done what he's done now, and just to show the determination that he has to achieve his British title, to achieve his dream, you know, just bring in a load more fans to this Curtis Woodhouse bandwagon over the last couple of years. He has had a fantastic go at this, hasn't he?
Oh, it's been absolutely phenomenal. What a story, you know, for him to come through from having a great career as a professional footballer to then... If you remember when he won that English title, I remember speaking to you and saying, you know, no matter what now, you know, he could retire, he could never win another fight, and he's proved himself, he's proved, you know, he deserved to be recognised by his peers and by the fans as a genuine professional boxer. You know, well, he went on beyond that and he became a British champion, which was just unbelievable. So, you know, his legacy is unique to have done what he's done and achieved what he's done. But in the manner that he's done, because also, listen, he's a massive blade, but the amount of House fans and, you know, that have backed him and followed him, and whenever we had Ryan and Curtis box on the same bills of ours, you know, both sets of fans were supporting him. So he's united that. It's not just a case of, you know, it's all Blades supporting him, that's it. He had Blades and Owls following Curtis Woodhouse and wishing him well. And I think everybody that's involved in sport are just, you know, very proud of him. And I'm certainly proud of him. And I'm very honoured to have been his trainer, his manager and his promoter during his career.
Dave, appreciate your time today.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Dave Caldwell there, great to speak to him, and just disappointing that Curtis couldn't get the job done last night, but what a fight it was, one of the best of the year so far, and he certainly put everything into that as well. But Willie Limmen, credit to him too, just a terrific performance from him. He wins the two belts, and we wait to see what decision Curtis Woodhouse will make.